Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's tefillah shiur, number 115, Chaf Dalet Sivan, Toshin Samach Tes, June 15, 2009. Tonight, I was planning on starting the next bracha, V'lishlayim Yerecha Barachim in Toshuv. But we'll have to wait, Mitzvah Shem, for next week. I feel there are too many important messages that still have to be discussed in the bracha of Alat Tzadikim. We'll start with a story. Yankel Fisher, he knocks on the rabbi's door. Rabbi, I have a crisis. A faith crisis. Smer bitochen, trust in Hashem. Yankel continues, he says, Rabbi, I'm loaded. I'm very wealthy. I have three sons. They're extremely wealthy also. I have three sons-in-law. We're filthy rich. I don't feel I need God. He continues and he says, if God forbid something happened to my money, I have my sons to fall back on. Now my sons-in-law, they'll take care of me. I can't feel this urge, necessity to trust in Hashem. The Rav tells Yankel, you're making a great mistake. Hashem can do anything at any given moment. Hakol Yochol. Everything is Hashem's hands. Watch what you say. But Rabbi, this doesn't help the situation. Money talks. The Rabbi tells him, just feel yourself warned. Yankel leaves, starts walking down the block. He's a block away from the shul. All of a sudden, he gets this tremendous urge to convert. There's a church right there. Knocks on the door. The priest opens the door. Sees a religious-looking Jew about to close the door on him. He says, No. I. Please, can I come in? What do you want? I want to join your religion. So the priest thinks it's a joke. What do you want? I'm sincere. I really want to join your religion. So the priest thinks, hey, this is too easy. We got one. He lets him in. Yankel walks in. The priest says, if you're really sincere, you have to sign all your assets to the church. No problem. Takes out the pen, signs the contract. The priest tells him, tomorrow you come back and we'll baptize you. He walks out, walks another block down, away from the church, and all of a sudden that urge to convert, it just went away. He just remembered what he just did. Runs back to the rabbi. Rabbi! I'm having a crisis! The rabbi thinks, didn't we go through this already? So, no, you don't understand. I have no money. Yankel, what's going on here? You were just here. You told me I have all the money in the world. You, your sons. But Rabbi, you don't understand. He continues and tells the rabbi what happened. The rabbi says to him, Yankel, do you believe there's a God? He says, yes, I do. Yankel, do you believe God can do anything at any given moment? Of course, yes! God is in control of every single aspect of our lives. Yes, Rabbi, I do. I believe God is in charge. As he says these words, they hear the sirens, fire trucks, zooming down the street. They run outside. They look. The church is on fire. The whole thing goes up in smokes. And that contract is gone. Hakol Yochel. Hakol Yochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. There are two main points I'd like to discuss tonight. One is this topic of bitachon, trust in Hashem, and two is the reward for mitzvah, specifically Talmud Torah. And we find these two topics here in our tefillah in the second half of the 42-word bracha which is in front of us. We finished davening in the first part of the bracha for the tzaddikim, the chassidim, those who fulfill the Torah according to the letter of the law, those who go beyond the Fnei Meshuah Sadin, beyond the letter of the law, the Zikni Amcha Beis Yisrael, the elders of Klal Yisrael who learn Torah, the Pleitas Seifreim, Va'Geirat Tzedek, Va'Aleinu, the Tamidei Chachamim, the Seifrim, those who teach Torah, the righteous converts, and us, Yehemu Rachamecha, we daven to Hashem, Hashem, please have mercy upon us. Hashem Elokeinu. And this is where we focus tonight. V'sein Sochar Toiv, L'chala Boitchim, B'Shimcha Be'emes. V'simcha Elkeinu Manu Le'olam. Please, we daven to Hashem that He should strengthen all of those who trust in His name. And place our lot among them forever. Very important word. We daven to Hashem, we should not become embarrassed. We should not become shamed. For in you we put our trust, and we end off Baruch Ato Hashem, Yishon Miftach LaTzadikim, that Hashem is the supporter and the trust of the righteous. We're davening here that we should be in the category of those mentioned in the beginning of the tefillah, the tzaddikim, the chassidim, those who trust completely in Hashem. But it works both ways. If we want to get the schar, as we daven to Hashem, the same sochar toiv, this good reward that these tzaddikim, these chassidim, that Hashem has for them, we have to have the emunah and the bitachon in Hashem. We have to have the trust in Hashem that they have in Hashem. That means complete trust. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us in the Aflam and Aleph that we'll be asked a few questions. Lots of love when we get up to Shemayim. One of the first questions will be Nasasov Nasanta Bemuna. Did we deal in business? Be'emuna, honestly, faithfully. Why does the Gemara choose to use this word be'emuna? Say, be'emes, truthfully in that fashion. What is the Gemara's point of bringing out be'emuna? I believe the answer is that a person's business can only be honest if he truly believes Hashem's in charge of the world. Then it's be'emunah. He trusts in Hashem. Then he'll have the emes. As the Ramban tells us, everyone who trusts surely believes. But not everyone who believes trusts. Once again, kol habayteach maimin. Everyone who trusts, he's a maimin. He surely believes. But the Ramban says, but not everyone who believes trusts. It is for us to take this emunah and live our lives that we trust in Hashem. Trust is belief. Belief is to bring it to action. And that's why when we deal with business, when we deal with friends, no matter who we deal with, when we deal with ourselves, we have to have this emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In every aspect of our lives, when it comes to our learning, and we want to be matzliach in our learning, we have to have the bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the trust in Hashem, that Hashem will bring us that success. As the Gemara tells us, The way a person wants to go, that's how Hashem will lead him. A person wants to be successful in learning, he has to trust in Hashem. That Chazal say it, that it's true. Hashem will bring him the success. Of course, he has to work hard. There's a story that a young couple approached Rav Shach Zatzal, the great leader of Klal Yisrael. And they told Rav Shach that the wife, she had a job, she was supposed to be a teacher in one of the schools. And then she was told that the job was given to someone else. Protexia. Someone else, after she already had this position, someone else got this position, got the job. Of course, we can imagine how brokenhearted this lady was. Rav Shach told her, what they did was wrong. But I guarantee you one thing for sure. The money you are supposed to make this year, you will still make it. And that's what the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, He decides and He ordains how much money the person will make. No matter how much a person will try to trick or cheat or do this and do that, he will not be able to get one more penny. So we're davening over here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To give reward to all those who sincerely trust in you. We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for reward. Which raises the obvious question. It's Perkei Avos. The third Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Says the Mishnah, Antignus ish soichai. Antignus. From Soichai says, Kilo Shimon Tzadik, Hu ha yoimer, Al tiu kavodim hamishamshin sarav. Don't be like those servants. Hamishamshin sarav, who serve their master, Amonatz l'kavod pras, in order to get reward. Elo have kavodim hamishamshin sarav, Shaloy amonatz l'kavod pras. Rather, serve Hashem without that desire for the reward. So how do we understand we're davening to Hashem? The same Sachar Toyi l'chol abaytchim v'shimcha b'emes. And the truth is, it's very important to make that difference between davening for physical reward and davening for spiritual reward. We are davening here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us success in our spiritual acquisitions. The same Sachar Toyi l'chol abaytchim v'shimcha b'emes. But one who davens for the physical reward, that's what the Mishnah is referring to that we should avoid. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kaveh el Hashem, Chazak v'yamis libecho, v'kaveh el Hashem. Says David HaMelech, place confidence in Hashem, strengthen yourself, and He will give you courage. And place confidence in Hashem. Obvious question, ask the Brisker Rav, why this repetition? Kaveh el Hashem, and then again, we end Kaveh el Hashem. Explains the Brisker Rav according to the Chodos HaVavos. That when a person puts his Tov B'Tochen, his trust in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards such a person, that He gives this person the B'Tochen, the trust in Hashem, strength in Hashem, trust in Hashem, which equals Menuchas HaNefesh, peace, serenity, calmness. If we ever have the opportunity to look and focus and spend time with Gedolim, with Tzadikim, There's a common denominator. It's not a shava that we have by all of them. That's the menuchas hanefesh. It's a tranquility that they live with. And I have to tell you, it's quite amazing because these are the people that they get the phone calls of all the tzaras in the world. Their phone is ringing constantly to ask for advice, for help, for money, for whatever it might be. They hear it all. But yet when we look at them, we see the menuchas hanefesh. This peace of mind that they have. And so Avigdor Miller Zatzal tells us, it is not possible to serve Hashem without menuchas hanefesh. It is not possible to serve Hashem without peace of mind. And how does one obtain peace of mind? So when we daven with these words, V'sein Sachar Toiv L'chol HaBoitchim Mishim Chabemes, we are davening to Hashem. Give us this reward. Give us this bitochen. Give us this ability to have bitochen in You. Let us understand. Let us strengthen our belief in You, Hashem. The Chazon Ish tells us a Yesod HaChayim, a fundamental principle of life. Many of us daven. And we daven. And we daven again. And we don't see our tefillahs being answered. Our requests aren't granted. Tells us the Chazon Ish, that's not what tefillah is about. Tefillah is not about davening for a certain thing and then I will get that which I daven for. Tefillah is putting all of our trust in Hashem. Putting our bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll daven for something, and Hashem might say, no, I know better than you. This is not what you need now. The Shemesh Shmuel tells us in the same thought, Shemesh Shmuel tells us as follows. Tachlis midas habitochon, the purpose of the midah, of this character trait, this attribute of bitochon, of trust in Hashem. Kimo shibir b'chayvus halvavus, as the Sefer Chayvus Halvavus explains. Shelo yehei b'teach, shebevada yishtan hadovah l'toivo. We shouldn't trust in our tefillah, in Hashem, that what we daven for will change for what we think is good. Rather, he says, Elo ye maimin b'teach b'Hashem yisborach. Rather, we should trust in Hashem. Shebevadai chofetz lehetiv lebriyosov. Yoisim ima sheheim chofetzim lehetiv le'atzman. Says the Shemesh Shmuel, rather we should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good to us more than we ourselves want the good for ourselves. This is what the Chazon Ish is telling us. That everything that Hashem does for us, this is what bitochen is, trust in Hashem is, it's good for us. Even though the person doesn't understand it, doesn't know, doesn't see how this is good for him. If he realized this, he himself would choose this good. So, a person might think, okay, these are nice words, but how does a person internalize this? To put total trust in Hashem. And Hashem is in charge of the world. Rabbi Yeshua Greengold was in England. He was there raising money for his yeshiva in Bnei Brak, and he was taking a cab, a taxi, back to the airport to go back to Bnei Brak. When the taxi driver asked him, said, "Rabbi, are you familiar with a Rabbi Greengold from Bnei Brak?" And he said, "Sure, that's me." And the taxi driver said, "Well, my daughter, she's your secretary. She works in your office." "Wow, what a small world," says Rabbi Greengold. "She's a wonderful lady, young lady." There's a God in the world. And the taxi driver continues and tells Rabbi Greengold a story. He tells him a short, very powerful little story. And he says, "Rabbi, you know, I have to tell you something. My daughter, well, you see, her grandmother converted to Judaism. You know, conservative conversion. He never told her, because he figured it's all right, it's all the same anyway." I mean, Greengold is in the back seat, he hears these words. He almost faints in the back seat. This young lady is married to someone who learns in Kailo. They have children. And she's not Jewish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged the situation that Rabbi Yeshua Greengold should take this taxi back to the airport. And the taxi driver should share this information with Rabbi Greengold. And of course, as soon as he went back to the Bnei Brak, he took care of the situation. The same Sachar Toiv L'chol HaBoitchim V'Shimcha Be'emes. We're davening to Hashem that we should have the reward. Our reward should be for us in the world to come, for all those who trust in you, Be'emes. And it starts with Bitachon. And we don't, what Bitachon is? Bitachon is a situation we don't always see Hashem. You don't understand how Hashem works. And that's what Bitachon is. If we understood it, so it wasn't difficult, wouldn't be difficult. But it's when we don't understand, when we don't see, it's the difficult times. That's when we have to remind ourselves of this tefillah we say three times a day. We daven to Hashem to strengthen our bitachon. And place our lot, our chelik, among them forever, because it is in you, Hashem, that we trust. The Rambam tells us, as we know, the Gemara elaborates, that is a mitzvah of a sidbok to cling to Tamidi Chachamim, Tamideyem, and the Tamidim of Tamidi Chachamim. We should try to involve ourselves in every way possible to be around, involved with Tamidi Chachamim. And we fulfill a positive commandment of Boy Sidbok to cling to them. We should do business with them, marry the children, and learn from their actions. We daven over here, the sim chelkeni imayim l'yoylam v'loy nevoish. Hashem, please give us that chelek of oylam haba that they will have as well. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Zatzal tells us famous concept of Yisoid that we know, that those who support the Torah will be rewarded, that they will be chavrusas with the Tamidei Chachamim in the Beis Medrash in Olam Haba. And he explains that we all learned the Torah inside our mother's womb. And we came out, the Malach gave us a little patch on the lip, and we forgot it. And then some of us studied and learned with Siyat HaShemaya, of course, the help from Hashem. We brought out what our subconscious had and became Tamidei Chachamim. And others, although we're all obligated to learn, others supported those Tamidei Chachamim and enabled them to bring out that Torah to the world. It is those two, the Chavrusas together, who will be able to learn even the simple Jew who didn't understand here in this world. He will understand the Rekiv Egers, the Ksois, the Rambans, Abaye and Rava, Tosfos, Rekiv Eger once again, and everything just like the Gadol, the Talmud Chacham understood it in Olam Haba. Why? Because he supports the Torah. There's a story where a certain Adam Gadol had a dream. And in the dream he sees the sight that we just discussed, where a simple Jew was up there in Shemayim talking with all the Rishonim and Achronim, the sugyas in the back of his hand. And here he knew, this Adam Gadol knew this simple Jew in this world. A wonderful person, but was never able to learn in such a way. They looked into the situation, to the story, the history. And there was this simple Jew here in this world who donated Sfarim to the yeshivas. And the zchus of those people who learned from the Torah, it gave, in that merit, gave this person who donated the Sfarim the ability to understand in Olam HaEmes, in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. The Rishonim, the Achronim, the Gemaras, Rashi and Tosfos, because he supported the Torah. Let me share with you a brach. Very powerful Vilna Gaon. Just a few weeks ago we lay in Megillas Rus. On the first pasuk, the end of the first pasuk, the Gra tells us as follows. Why is it that one person Hashem deems will have more money, more resources than someone else? Why is it that one person has more money than someone else? Says the Gra, Ki kol ma she'noisin Hashem l'ze yoise mizeh. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives one person more than the next person. Kidei she'arachem al chaveiroi. That the person, the wealthy person who has more money, should have mercy and compassion on his friend. V'yehaneyo min chasaf. And he should make sure that he uses his resources, his finances, to give to the one who has less. This is the reason why Hashem gave one person more than the next. And as we know, the first pasuk begins by Hivi Mei Shvayda Shoiftim. It was in the days of judges. What happened right afterwards, says the Pasuk, there was a famine in the land. There was a famine in the land. Why was there a famine? according to the Gra, we'll go this mahalach this way. Says the Gra, ki ikir midas achesed hanimshach miito yizborach, because chesed that comes from Hashem, from Shemayim, starts down here. Who mischased she'oise adam lemata. The chesed that Hashem does with us from Shemayim starts when we down here do the chesed with each other. When we do the chesed, Hashem says, I see my children looking to help each other, thinking to help each other, acting with each other with chesed. I will fulfill the wishes. I will end the situation. I will give them what they need. The way a person wants to go, Hashem will lead. He wants to do the chesed. Let him try. Let him think about it. Let him do what he can. We have in the parasha Moshe Rabbeinu, he's told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go count how many people are in the tents. Moshe Rabbeinu says back to Hashem, the women, they're taking care of the children. I can't enter the tents. Hashem says, you do what you have to do, and I'll take care of the rest. And we know he did what he had to do, and Hashem took care of the rest. And the Baskol, he was told how many people were there. We discussed Bitochen. We dive into Hashem to strengthen our trust in Him, that we should have a chelek in the Torah with the Talmidei Chachamim, supporting it, strengthening it. And supporting it doesn't just mean financially. Supporting it also means to encourage it, to encourage those that learn. And then we get to this very interesting word, Voloi Nevosh. We dive into Hashem that we should not be embarrassed. Hashem, please make it be a situation we should not be ashamed. How does this fit in? What's going on over here? The Chayus of Vavis tells us, very frightening thought. Lots of love in the future. We'll get up to Shemayim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu will call us up and proclaim our name and open the book of mitzvahs. All the good deeds we've fulfilled our whole lives. And unfortunately for some people, it'll be a very short book. Very small book. Very few pages. Why is that? I'm sure most of you are not like me when it comes to computers. Happens to me quite often. I try to learn more and more about computers just to get the basics. I know how to turn it on now. I graduated that, Baruch Hashem. However, sometimes when I'm trying to learn how to type, I'll press a key and all of a sudden it's gone. So half an hour after putting three letters on the screen, it's a little depressing. My back's hurting, my fingers, you know, my neck. I tell myself, that's it, I'm going to give it up again. Who needs this? I have a pen, paper. So I ask my wife to help me out. She presses one or two buttons and it's right back there. Happens to me again. I try those one or two buttons, and then next time I call my wife, she's like, what'd you do? She has to press a few more buttons the next time. Okay, I still try. Baruch Hashem, she's able to bring it back up. Explains the Chofetz Chaim. V'loy nevoish, we daven to Hashem. That we shouldn't be a situation, there shouldn't be a situation that we speak Lashon Hara Chas V'Sholom. And our mitzvahs go to the next person. So that when we get up to Shemayim, we should not be embarrassed. Because if we get up there and we are people who speak Lashon Hara, Hashem will open that book of the mitzvahs that we fulfilled. And they went to someone else. Because when someone, Reuven speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon, Reuven's mitzvahs, all of his great acts of mitzvahs, they go now to Shimon. And guess what? It's a swap. Not only does he lose the mitzvahs, he gets Shimon's Averis as well. We daven to Hashem, let our chel be with the Tamidi Chachamim. That we should learn Torah, we should support Torah. V'loy nevoish. But we should not be embarrassed. Because Chas Hashem, we should not be people always speaking Lashon Hara. And that goes back to Bitochen, to trust in Hashem. Because if we have the proper Bitochen in Hashem, we won't have to speak about someone else. We won't say to ourselves, listen, that person did something wrong. No one saw it. As explains the Chofetz Chaim, that if people, why do people speak Lashon Hara many times? Because they feel there's no God in the world. Chas v'shalom. No one's running the show. So here I am, I have to take care of the situation. Explains the Chofetz Chaim, that's a lack of bitachon in Hashem. So that's why we started off, L'chol ha-baitchim, Saint Sachar Toiv, Hashem, give us the reward. L'chol ha-baitchim, please Hashem, let us have bitachon in you. V'shimcha be'emes. V'simcha elokeini yom le'olam. V'loy nevoish. And we should not come to a situation to be ashamed. Eternal embarrassment. This example I give many times, and I'll give it again right now. It should never happen to any of us, but the first thing that happens when a person falls, the first thing that happens, and I'll put down every single dollar I have in my wallet. Nothing in there right now. The fact is, at least I don't think so. The fact is, that when we fall down, when a person falls, he turns around to see who saw him. Because he's embarrassed. But once he sees no one's there, oh, so he feels a little silly. He missed a step. He didn't hold on to the banister. He gets up and he walks away. He forgets about it. But if he saw someone that saw him, that fell down, he fell down. And he's embarrassed. Takes an hour or two or three, depending on who the person is, to forget about it and get on with life. Explains the Chofetz Chaim though. V'loy nevoish, we daven to Hashem that we should not chas v'shalom fall to eternal embarrassment. What is eternal embarrassment? We are blessed today with technology that we can press repeat on the CD player. That much I know how to do. You press the button and the same track goes over and over and over again. It doesn't end until one or two things happen. The machine breaks or the person stops it. That's what eternity is. But in that situation, nothing's going to break and no one presses stop. So what do we do now? We don't want to speak Lashon Hara. But the Chofetz Chaim tells us it's not enough to not want to speak Lashon Hara. We have to take action. The action is to learn the halachas. Learn the halachas, learn the musar. And with that, we'll realize the chaymer ha'inyan, how powerful is the chait of Lashon Hara. It's not by coincidence that this shir falls out in the parashas Shlach. The chait of the Meraglim. The chait that was the main reason as to why we didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. They died, the chait, which still keeps us here today in Baal Kinwood, as opposed to in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. It's not by coincidence that this coming week, the Shabbos Kodesh will be benching Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. As we mentioned, Zmanei Tshuva Memash Shem Baim. Tammuz stands for Zmanei Tshuva, the times of repentance. Memash Meshim can be felt to Baim. That's what Tammuz stands for, the acronym. As the Chavetz Chaim tells us, it is this chait, this sin of Lashon Hara, which is Mekachik Berosh, which goes up to Hashem and says, Hashem, you're speaking badly upon each other. Chazal tell us, if we want to protect ourselves, what we should do is not speak Lashon Hara. If we don't speak Lashon Hara, that's Satan. We might have other chatoim, but it can't go up to Hashem yet. But once we have that chait of Lashon Hara, He brings up all those other chatoim straight to Hashem. We'll end the conclusion with Yecheskel Habishtam, the Shin of a Rebbe, the son of the Dibre Chaim, the sons of Rebbe. And we end Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishon Miftoch LaTzadikim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He sustains, He assures the righteous. Tremendous fundamental principle in davening, to have successful davening, is to put total bitachon in Hashem, total trust in Hashem. No connections. It's not who I know, not who I don't know. It's You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Sanzer was once traveling, and he was given a present from one of his Hasidim, a check for 1,000 rubles, promissory note. He told the Rebbe, you get to Constantinople, you give them the check, don't worry about anything, you cash it, you'll have the money. When the Rebbe was on the boat, he realized while he was traveling, his tefillah wasn't the same, and he knew what the problem was, because he had that check in his back pocket. Very simple solution, the Rebbe felt. He took the check out and he ripped it up, and his tefillah was back where it should. Now listen, that's the story, and it's to bring out a message. Please don't rip up your money. Talk to me first. But the message is clear. To have bitachon in Hashem and only Hashem. As Rav Nachman Breslov tells us, that if a person wants to truly dive into Hashem, he has to put total bitachon in Hashem and only Hashem. And this is how we have to approach our tefillah before we come to daven. Turn off our cell phones. Turn off the blackberries. Not just the physical sense, but in the mindset that it's no one else. It's the connection that I have to my Father. I have a Father who has all the connections in the world. The wealthiest Father in the world. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zoiche to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this bitachon. Thank you.